The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
Hey, behave.
We're not separated by 6 Degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 Degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Yes. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Oh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness Channels, and KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today, we've got you by the short hairs. That's right. Stuart Price and David Shammy, attorneys at Price Law Group, provide you the lowdown on short sales. Then Alicia Bravo helps you fight the frizzies and assist you in untangling the truth behind straightening treatments. So joining me for the road to fabulous is now Alicia Bravo, live in studio, master stylist and hair straightening guru goddess, as I like to call her, of Bravo Salon. Alicia can magically transform unruly curls to controllable, luscious locks and help you also discover the difference between a Brazilian blowout, keratin, and Japanese hair straightening treatments to perfect the look, style, maintenance, and personal branding that you prefer. I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or comment for our guest, please give me a call, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Alicia, it's so nice to finally have you here in the studio with me. And I've been, I think, coming to you for like a year now.
Yes.
And what my audience knows is that I don't promote anyone on my show that I haven't personally worked with myself. So I don't recommend anybody do anything, including a straightening treatment, unless I've done it and can kind of speak from personal experience. And it was something I always wanted to do, but, you know, I was unsure of the after effects. So I was a little, you know, nervous. And what was really funny is that I'd been working with Fawn Chang. She's a personal stylist. And I'd been updating my personal branding because, I mean, first of all, we should put our best face forward every time we walk out the door, because when we look good, we feel good, we do good. But it was time for just, you know, an update. And Fawn was like, you need to do the Brazilian treatment, you need to do this, and you need to cut bangs and whatever it was. And I was like, okay, because I completely trust her. And I followed, you know, through with that. When I tried to get an appointment with the girl again, she never returned my phone calls, which is not good for your branding either. I mean, I called, I emailed, I Facebooked, I'm like, smoke signals. I wasn't really sure what else to do. And it's interesting because I'm like, I don't normally trust Google in situations like this. But I thought, let me just see, you know, where Brazilian treatment is around me. I assume there's some kind of education behind it, so I'm not too scared or anything. And I generally like the treatment, but, you know, I didn't know what I had. I didn't have anything to compare it to. And so I happened to Google Brazilian treatment, and, you know, Bravo Salon comes up. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I know Bravo. So another reason is that my show is called 6 Degrees, and it's a very small world. And my cousin, actually, it's my mom's cousin. My cousin's boyfriend at the time used to work for you when you were in South Scottsdale. And I, you know, I'd gone in there a few times to see him, William.
William. Yes. Oh my gosh, that's right.
So
I remember
ago.
William.
And then, so it had to be like 11:30 at night or something. I was like, hey, Bravo, it's across the street. You know, I live on 69th. She's on 71st. I'm like, it's a sign from the universe. The next morning, you sent me a friend request on Facebook. I'm like, it's definitely a sign from the universe. So I like called and made my appointment right away. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Bravo. And, you know, I'm also get to work with you a little bit as a client to, you know, what I do, what I call branding, landing, launching. It's interesting. saying, because we both have the same skill set. What I do in people's business, you do for, you know, their personal well-being. You know, you take the time to interview them, find out who they are and what they want to accomplish with themselves. Like, what's their personal goals? Is this just something because they're new in the dating world? They came out of a divorce, or they want to start dating, or they've gone through some kind of life change, or they've lost their job and they're out interviewing, or they're just saying, hey, it's just time. You know, I'm stuck in a pattern and let's just see what's possible. But, you know, when I first went to you, I went through your interview process, and what you do is you help educate people on the best product for them. And what I found is different with you is that, just like a car salesman, most people try to sell you what they have versus what you need. But what's unique about Bravo Salon is that you are one of the first innovators of straightening treatments. I mean, 12 years ago, not the last 2 or 3 years where all of a sudden the Brazilian treatment and the keratin treatment, you know, and the Japanese treatment. You've been doing this for 12, 15 years. I mean, you were one of the only people in the Valley really doing it.
That's right. And still we're experts in the straightening area. Japanese hair straightening was kind of the first one kind of to lead that industry.
Of course, it was very, very expensive, and it was kind of wasn't that a very long process?
It was really long. I mean, then it would take like 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was like a whole day you had to dedicate.
Yes.
Not just for you, but for the client. You
exactly.
know, not everybody has the ability to just take a day out of their week.
Well, yeah, and it's even became more innovative. Like they now have it where we could do the Japanese treatment with body, where that only takes 2.5 to, you know, hours to perform. So you're not even spending the 4 hours or 5 hours on the Japanese treatment that we used to.
Well, we're going to get into all the different treatment types and procedures, as well as, you know, there's so much, again, that the media feeds us. We hear one negative thing and then they don't tell us anything. They don't give us any of the rest of the facts.
Exactly.
And there's actually there's so many different products now to choose from. I think you told me there's like 10 different companies that do this.
Yes.
You work with several of those companies or have screened, let's say, several of those products. You know how they, affect the client. And then by interviewing the client, say, what are your needs? I mean, my girlfriend's frustration with her straightening treatment is zero body. For her hair, she's got nothing. She can't put a curl in it. So it's understanding what are your personal needs and then matching the right treatment. And you happen to have all of those there, versus where I went the first time, it was Brazilian or nothing. Like, that's the only treatment offered. So they were going to, again, kind of sell what they had versus what was right for my personal needs. And having naturally curly hair is a completely different animal. But let's talk about you first before we get into the actual treatments and all the other amazing services you do too. But this has been one of my most favorite topics is straightening, because it's changed my life in the last year. But you, for those listeners who are familiar with my show, I talk about the archetypes, and that's what we do in branding. You have a unique, you know, gift set that you bring to the world. And both Alicia and I are magicians, and we are happiest when the people that we're around are being transformed, and that they're happy of their transformation. It's not for us. It's that we find joy and passion in making other people happy, that they've gotten from A to B, whatever they wanted to create. And I know I personally could sit in the salon all day and just watch people come out and go in, because I love seeing how they feel about themselves afterwards.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is that how a person or how a woman feels about her hair, because hair is actually a piece of clothing that we wear every day.
And very much so. And I mean, we've all heard bad hair day and how psychologically, it really can ruin your whole day. I mean, it might be a little extreme, but if we're not feeling confident about how we look and we have to present in front of an audience or whatever.
Yes.
It has an emotional toll.
Well, yeah, definitely. Even if you don't have your makeup on, if your hair looks great, you feel great. You don't even care as much about your makeup as much as you do your hair. Of course, makeup and hair play a big part together with that, but hair is even bigger, because, you know, you go to bed with it, you wake up with it, and the first thing you do is look at yourself in the mirror and you think, I got to do something with this hair.
Absolutely. I mean, it is, and for many people, it's their trademark. You know, it's who they are. It's their identity. Not just how they show up in the world, but I mean, it's even part of their brand for some, you know.
It really is. I mean, look
Cher
at
Cher.
Oh, exactly. Cher and, you know, Farrah Fawcett, you know, Charlie. And so we have real icons in hair. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Katie Holmes. you know, they have trendsetters in haircuts and styles. Victoria
Beckham.
Beckham, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Everyone loves that haircut. I mean, she really cut all that hair off and started a whole trend there. And I wish she'd go back to that hair because that was fabulous
was
on her.
Adorable on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
That cut and.
Well, let's start with your process because, again, I mean, when did you start? When did you open Bravo?
I first opened Bravo in actually 1987.
Wow.
So, I've been in the hair industry for 32 years, but my first salon was in 1987 in downtown Scottsdale.
Yeah, that's where I remember you, in Old Town.
Yes, I was in Old Town for many years, for probably, I'd say, 15 years I was in Old Town, Scottsdale. I had a salon over on 2nd Street in Bishop Lane, and that was my first one. And then my second one was on Stetson Drive.
That's where I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In Scottsdale Road, and that's where I worked with William. And in the year 2003, I opened up in Scottsdale Road in Shea area, Bravo Salon there.
Yeah, I kept passing it all the time going, I know her, I know her, I know her. But obviously it was meant to be. And I'm going to talk about that too in our next break, is that the value of our time. I think as we get older, as, you know, we're working harder, whatever it might be, we value our time more and what we spend our money on. And when your personal appearance, not just because you're a public figure or something, is so much a part of how we feel about ourselves. It's important, number one, to continue to pamper yourself. But it's also important that the money that you take and the time that you take for the services that you're looking for are executed exactly the way you want, because you can't put a price tag on that. I know, like, when I have to go speak somewhere and I have to get my hair dried prior or whatever it might be, I need it to come out a certain way because I can't have it be a distraction. It can't take me away from the focus. So I need to be feeling good. And like you said, we all know when we're having a good hair day how we feel about that. When you started your own salon, and then, like you said, you moved to Scottsdale, and you've been there since 93, did you say?
2003, yes,
okay, yeah.
at this current location. Yes.
Right after I moved, you moved, or right before. And what is the scope of all the services that are available? Because then later in the show, we're going to talk about primarily the straightening, because that's what we hear so much about still now in the media, especially with formaldehyde, God forbid.
Exactly. We'll touch on that as well. We definitely do a lot of haircuts, like new fashionable haircuts on people. I think haircuts are that wearable fabric that we're going to wear. So the haircut really defines our style. And so we really begin there. And a little bit about me with that, before I even started doing anything in here, all I did was cut for 5 years.
Really?
Yes. Before anything, before I even started coloring or doing anything, all I did was cut. So I really mastered cutting in that in my early years. I wanted to master that, and I did. And today it's really paid off. But cutting is going to be probably the basis of all.
Sure, the foundation.
It's a complete foundation. You cannot build a home unless you have a foundation or a structure with it. So that's always going to be your foundation, and your structure is your haircut.
Now, some of that has to do with your face and your literal structure, you know, what
right.
cuts would be appropriate for you, as well as what kind of texture hair do you have, and how can that, you know, I remember, in fact, I think it was William who wanted me to do the Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, I don't have her hair. I mean, we could force it to go that way daily, but I don't have 2 hours to make that happen. So not practical just because it's in and trendy. So you have, I don't know, several different amazing stylists there. I've been fortunate to always, you know, I'm a little spoiled. I always work with you directly. But is it typically the same interview process for any new client coming in, where, you know, some people have obviously been coming for a while, but a new person coming in, you always go through that interview process? Or when they think they know what they want and you know there's something that might be better, like a richer color or a more stylish cut or a cut that's built on their needs? Because I think needs, what I'm calling like maintenance, is huge. I can't have it be a fight every day. I don't have a lot of extra time to put into my appearance, but I still want to look and feel, you know, clean and professional and fresh.
Exactly. So most people really come in with, sometimes they have an idea of what they want. They mostly have an idea, but some people come in and they have no idea of what they want. They just are lost at, like, what do I do? So it's our job to find out. It's our job to find out what's going on with their lifestyle and their hair, and what's going on in their lives. What are their habits? And how can we make that better and easier for them, so that we can make this flow and make it work? on a daily basis.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break when we come back. It's been a while since you took me through that process, but I remember a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And I want to share how, again, the impact for me on what I'm doing, and, how I want to feel personally as well as professionally, and why this has made such a difference in my life. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to KWSS 106.7 FM.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Well, if I want to shave it close, so I want to rock locks that'll take a bit away from the soul that I got. A little girl with a pressing curl. AJ, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. And 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no, no. I am not my hair. I am not the skin. I am the soul that lives within.
Why is she doing her hair?
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. If you just tuned in, you're just in time to join us on what I call the road to fabulous. We're visiting with Alicia Bravo, master stylist, hair straightening guru goddess of Bravo Salon. And we're talking about all the different products and services that they offer, and in a much different way. So I'm going to tell you about my personal experience there. And as my listeners know, I don't promote anything I haven't done myself. And what I really like is that Alicia and her staff treat their clients like I treat my clients. I try to really get a deep understanding of who they are and what they're looking to create. And then I can say, oh, well, here's where maybe that's disconnected, because you're saying you want this, but you're doing this. And I think, also we get, little stuck in a pattern or habit, or something's easy, and you see somebody that has hair that's clearly from the 80s and you're like, why? But it just became, they don't even know. But I'm like, don't they watch TV? Haven't they noticed that trend's not there anymore? Because so much of, who we are and what's going on is driven by the trends. And we're seeing completely different trends now in cut, color, even perms and extensions. As you were saying, we're heading towards a more natural look and feel again.
Yes, we sure are. And what's happening, the trend in color, as before, most women come in and they really want to touch up their roots and touch up their highlights. But that kind of look is kind of going out.
Kind of tired.
It is tired. And what's happening is the hair is getting overstressed and it's getting overprocessed in the result of it. And so as a result of that, the trend is now going into what we call ombre. Ombre look in the color, which is more natural. It's richer. It leaves the hair with more body and more shine into the hair. And so you yourself yesterday came in feeling that your hair was drab and looking mousy. And you were like, what's going on with these streaks in my hair? I'm not wanting streaks. I want my hair to look more natural. And so what we did is we created a look that not only brought a little darker, richer, mm-hmm. and more of an intense color that made your eyes and your skin color come out?
Well, and that's what I think is huge. I'm not saying that my hair naturally isn't a pretty color, but the sun obviously does so much to it, no matter how we try to protect ourselves, and it gets real coppery or brassy or red. And then, with any pigmentation you might have in your skin, and we're more conscious of that as we age, it's not a complementary color to my face. It might be a nice color, but not against my skin, And then even my eyes look, greener with, my hair being darker. And I, to be honest, was always terrified of hair color, because I have naturally curly hair. And if you color my hair wrong, it either pulls the curl out or it's like my hair would saturate because curly hair is dry by nature, right? Because of the kind of hair, the kind of molecule that forms a curly hair. So it always seemed dry. It was either dry or too over conditioned. You couldn't ever seemingly, you know, meet somewhere in the middle. And if I colored it, then I had a hard time for it to absorbing product.
That's
then
right.
Then I'd go through a phase where it was a great color, but I couldn't get the mousse or the gel or the lotion actually in it because the pores were already filled with color. One time I ended up just looking like a black mop because my hair sucks color so much. Whatever color you think it's going to come out, it's going to come out 3 or 4 shades darker.
Yes.
And so, again, working with a professional, and when you're doing more things in the public eye, I don't have that, you know, sure, it's hair, it'll grow back out. But yes. You bleach something wrong, it literally has to grow out from root to tip before you, you know, you can only cover over so much of it when you bleach, you know, a darker hair. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've ended up eggplant before by accident, and that was a nightmare. So that's a different show and different story. But so, you know, again, knowing your personal needs, and if you'd colored my hair wrong, it just looked like one big mop.
That's
no
right.
definition. But now, since the straightening, which we're going to get into later, and when I, it's completely different. I'm dealing with a different animal and I love the different shining. What I didn't know is that there was 3 different types of color, matte, opaque, and glossy. So again, knowing, what is someone trying to create? But they might not even know the options that are available to them.
Well, most people don't know those options. They're not aware that if when they come in, one of the things they may not be liking on their hair is it's got this dull matte finish to it. And so they're just saying, I don't want brassiness in my hair. So what we'll do normally is correct the hair with an ash tone, and that makes it even more matte.
Ash kicker. Kicked my ash yesterday.
Yes. Yes, but we wanted to leave you with what we call an opaque and glossy finish.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference in using color lines and color products that are going to give you that difference. So, you know, some people require a matte finish on their hair. They just like it. It's part of their makeup and they need that matte finish to it. But there are those that our teeth may have an opaque or a translucent finish to it. So we have to take that in consideration with our eyes, our teeth, our skin tone, whether we're putting a matte, a glossy, or an opaque finish on their hair. And that's going to make the difference in their whole color outcome and the way that they look and feel.
So I mean, colors become its own arts and science.
Absolutely it has. And I think that color is the one thing that we can change about ourselves that will make us feel really great or make us feel edgy. I mean, right now there's a trend in, you know, our younger generation. They love changing their hair color, like Kelly Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Just that they don't.
Extremes, too.
Extremes.
Black to white, right? I mean, literally.
And pink and, you know, Lady Gaga. I mean, that is the biggest trend because of the way that it makes you feel. It's something you can change about yourself in your life.
I know. I could never do that because I'd want to match I'd want everything to match. I couldn't. You know what I mean? It would become like an accessory that I was trying to build my entire wardrobe around.
Well, you want to enhance your beauty. You're not looking to stand out or grab attention.
Right.
That's the other thing. They're looking to stand out and grab attention. That's their way of getting attention. With your type, it's more, you know, I want to look and feel my best and I want to be able to wear it every day that it goes with my clothes and I want it to be easy for me. I don't want to sit and look in the mirror and go, what's the matter with my hair color? Or why is this not working? Or I can't figure out what's not working about my hair.
Yeah, because I think that's one of the most frustrating things for us sometimes as consumers. We get an incredible cut, not that we don't plan on coming back to you, and style and whatever, but we cannot reproduce it at home for the life of us. You know, and there's a huge learning curve, or we just don't have time and get frustrated by it. And it never looks the same. And, you know, I've always wondered too, because you want, you know, the customer's always right, or you want people to be happy, but I see people who, as little as I know about what they should have for their cut or color, go, I know that's all wrong. But I'm thinking someone, unless they did it themselves, may have done that to them. Like, can you in good faith do something to someone that you know is wrong?
No.
Will you turn a customer away and say, I'm sorry, like, I can't do that to your hair?
Yes, I will turn them away and say that this is not going to be appropriate for you. It's
because it's a reflection of you too.
Absolutely it is. It is a reflection. It's a reflection of my work. It's a reflection of what I'm putting out there. And that's not what we're about. We're about making you look and feel your best with what's going to work in your time frame
for you every morning. So learning the habits of how you style and what you do are part of telling us what kind of haircut and what kind of color we should put on you.
Now, we just talked about how color has changed. We're going back to a more natural feel, sun-kissed or, you know, organic, if you will. And what is the new trend for cuts right now? What are we seeing?
The new trend in cuts is really more about, it's kind of going more to what we call harder lines again. It's going back to, you know, more bang, having a bang, or no bang.
And kind of fresh and clean, though. Kind of wholesome in some ways.
Exactly. Kind of wholesome. It's going back to a cut that's giving more style to the hair. So the lines are going to be more geometric, and they're going to be stronger. So those lines are going to depict that, but it actually makes it easier to style when you have stronger lines in the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And with longer hair, when you want that flow, then of course we're going to go and do still strong lines, but soften them out in a way that if you're wearing it longer or softer, that it's going to work for you.
Right. Yes. Because my Nana used to always say, like, you look so severe when, you know, because when I first learned I could even attempt to get my hair straight, you know, forever ago with silicone or whatever, you know, when they had those products, all I knew was just pull it out as hard as I could to get it to go that direction. But it was too straight and severe. And I didn't know how to put the body or the gentle wave in it. And we were talking about things that have changed because people used to ask me, you know, like, is your hair naturally curly? I'm like, you seriously think I've got a perm the last 20 years? Like, really? And, but you were saying, you know, even people are still getting perms, but the way in which the perm is done is now different. So if you have that near strict, stick straight hair, people are getting perms to give a very light, beachy curl or something with a little body and movement.
Yes.
So it's not, you're not picturing the old lady that's getting her hair done for the week and the little tight ringlets, and you're not picturing that old, you know, paradigm we have of the perm.
Right. It's more now what we call beach waves. And it's like a beach wave hair. And we even have spray that's called like beach texture spray that you would spray in the hair. And it gives it a beach soft wave. It's very, very soft, very natural looking. It's something that you can shampoo, condition, towel dry, and put this beach spray in and go. And actually your hair falls absolutely beautiful. And there's no effort to it. So it's effortless.
Because, you know, that's one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
And Fawn will tell you, I'm not a slave to fashion. Like, I'm like, I don't like the way it feels or it's too much work. I'm not interested. You know, like, if there's a lot of steps to go through, I really don't have the time.
You know, that's kind of our lifestyle now.
Yeah.
But I mean, even with phones and the way that things are going, everything's faster. So we want our hair, we want to be able to shampoo, condition, towel dry, and put one product in it and go.
Yes.
And so if we're wearing it smoother or straighter, we want to be able to wear that style for 3 or 4 days and go.
Yes. And we're going to talk about that during the straightening segment because in some ways it's more work up front, but not in the long run. So, and there's so many incredible benefits. And the other thing I want to cover is extensions because we're seeing a lot of those, and those have, it's just amazing how fast things change, you know, how quickly they improve from what we used to know where they had to braid it in or they did this or they glued it to your head or they stapled it or, you know, whatever was happening. Now it's like there seems to be a lot of options and a lot of different levels of affordability as well.
There is. And its initial cost is going to be buying the hair. That's your initial cost. But after that, you know, the maintenance part of it, you know, there's like a maintenance plan involved and a maintenance cost on that. So extensions are a part of a woman when she may be either out in the dating world or she's had a lot of hair loss or undergone a lot of stress in her life and wants that hair back.
We're going to talk about that too.
Yes, to have the feeling of looking younger. Long hair definitely will make you look younger, no matter what age you are. Even if you are over 50, we have a lot of women that are in their 50s out there and they want to look and feel younger. They want their hair back. So they're getting hair extensions and they look fabulous on them. Of course, if you can pull it off, definitely.
It has to be appropriate.
Exactly.
And I was kind of wondering that myself too, because, I'm not anywhere near 50, but not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm going at the, and I love my hair and I love it now because I like the way it feels. Like I never had hair that had a ton of movement or felt soft going across my skin. You know what I mean? Like when you have it straight. And, but I'm like, I want to stay fresh and trendy as well, but like how long can I carry this on? At some point, you know, if I'm 50 or 60, this probably is not appropriate. I'm like, what's next for me down the road? You know, I got a while to think about it, but
Exactly. Well, hair extensions will last anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks and sometimes longer than that, depending on how long you can keep them in your hair. And so after 6 to 8 weeks, you can take them out and decide if you want to keep the maintenance plan going with them. The other thing that hair extensions do is they give you a fantasy. It's fantasy hair. It's hair you've never had or been able to do or grow before.
Right.
So that's what hair extensions, I mean, most of the actresses all have hair extensions.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it does. It gives you that sense of fantasy that you haven't had. And so for a woman, it just makes her feel so absolutely beautiful. I've had them myself and I loved them. I didn't want to take them out. They made me feel so beautiful.
I'd almost say hair over skin and maybe teeth is probably the number one thing as a woman that we're conscious about.
I think
because again, if you're having good hair, people can overlook the other things, you know, but how we face the world, how we're feeling about ourselves, how we're feeling about our hair, skin, and teeth are kind of usually our top three because yes, we care about our bodies too, but most people are making eye contact from the neck up. I mean, that's what they're seeing and, you know, communicating with you. And that's really our focus when, you know, talking to one another. So it's really important. And we're going to take another short break. When we get back, we're going to talk about what I've been waiting to talk about forever because I'm so passionate about this subject. One, to just properly educate people and say, get the facts before making a decision or assuming you don't want something because you heard it on TV or radio or read it in a magazine. Get the facts, find out what's right for you, and then make an educated decision. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the different varieties of straightening treatments. Thank you, Fawn, and thank you, Alicia.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Oh. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see, you'd understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at
you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. You can also reach Alicia Bravo. If you just tuned in, you may have missed part of the show, but we're getting to my favorite part of it. We're going to talk about the straightening treatments and what options you might have. But every Michelle Corr show, 6 Degrees, is posted on voiceamerica.com as well as my personal page, michellecorr.com. So, and if you're my friend on Facebook, we'll put it on the podcast. So we're visiting with Alicia Bravo, master stylist and hair straightening goddess guru of Bravo Salon. And if you missed the beginning, I was telling that I actually tried this treatment through the advice of my dear friend and personal stylist, Fawn Chang. She said, you know, I had gone through a business branding makeover, and I was, once I had that in place, I wanted something that could reflect the personal brand that matched that. Because with curly hair, I always felt like Shirley Temple half the time. You know, you talk about long hair making women feel younger. Well, curly hair sometimes make me feel younger and I don't know, more
and
childish and cute.
Yes,
versus like sexy or seductive. And so it would be rare. I mean, maybe like 4 times a year, I'd either most likely invest to have someone straighten my hair, you know, go get a blowout treatment or attempt to do it myself, which took twice as long, and I'd have to take two showers, one before and one after, because I was so hot by the time I got my darn hair straightened out. That, you know, but I loved the way it felt, because it was just such a nice change in the movement and the freedom, and that it was silky and I could put my hands through it when I wasn't in the shower, you know. So it was important to me, but I was open to, I want to make sure that my brand is aligned, that what I look like reflects what I do and vice versa. And I didn't know that was potentially going to include straightening. I just said, I'm tired of this. I look tired. I feel tired. I want something new and fresh. So first of all, getting bangs after not having them for so long was new. And we changed the part of my hair from like right to left or left to right, whatever it was. It's opposite of where it was. And it's amazing how that really changed the look of my face. And there's amazing programs. Plus, you have the eye after 30 years of looking at somebody. You know what cut complements them or what will do to, you know, reshape their face, if they have a swoopy bang, if their forehead's exposed or if not. Because that can change so much. So
yes,
I had done, you know, another salon. I tried the Brazilians. That's the only thing I really heard of. And as you've educated me, there's three main treatments, Brazilian blowout, keratin, and Japanese.
Yes, there is. And so we'll touch on the Brazilian keratin treatment. The Brazilian keratin treatment really came out in about 2005. It hit from Brazil, and it was primarily in the Miami area and New York, because there's a lot of Cuban and Puerto Rican
and
women.
Humidity.
And humidity, exactly, the A number one thing for. So it came in from Brazil there, and women were doing them. And so I actually had some New York clients said to me, you know, you really need to embark on this. I mean, this is kind of right up your alley, because I did a lot of Japanese hair straightening only at the time.
Yeah, because that was really the first, right? I mean, that's what I remember. And I remember thinking that was probably, one, too expensive for me. I thought it was quite expensive when it very first came out.
Yeah, and it is. It is, because it's labor intensive.
Yeah.
And it lasts for a long time.
You said like it could be 6 to 8 hours, but again, what are you paying for? The duration, how long does a Japanese treatment last?
It will last up to a year.
Wow.
We even have women that come back probably in a year and a half, maybe some even 2 years.
That's why I like to educate my audience and not being affected by sticker price, because it's like, if you don't have all the facts to really evaluate the treatment, you think, oh, a Brazilian is only this much, and a Japanese is that much. But if it lasts five times the length, you know, and again, depending on your hair, probably depending on the frequency you wash it or your, you know, personal regime or how you torture it with the blow dryer or curling iron, probably has a lot to determine with the length you're going to get from that treatment.
It does. It's amazing how that treatment is, because it will perform on giving you stick straight hair. And so you have to know that you really want that. If you want that kind of treatment, because it's going to be straight. And now they've come out with a new innovative, the Japanese hair treatment with body. So that one will leave more body in the hair, not quite a stick straight, and it only takes about 2.5 to 3 hours to perform. So it's different, and it's lesser in price, and it probably will last up to 6 months, you know, in 6 to 8 months in there with the Japanese treatment with body. So that's another option to give people out there, because they don't want it quite as straight, they don't want to be quite as flat, and they still want some movement and some body in their hair.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Japanese, the Brazilian.
The Brazilian keratin treatment. And the Brazilian keratin treatment typically lasts 3 to 4 months. On some women, 5. I've even seen women get 6 months out of it. So the Brazilian keratin was one of the originals that first came out. That one usually took about 2.5 to 3 hours to perform. And it typically now takes 2 to 2.5 hours to perform on. It does last longer than the Brazilian blowout. And it's more kind of what we call our mid-range treatment on the keratins. And then there's the advanced keratin treatment. And the advanced keratin treatment will last, you know, usually 4 months plus. And it does have, you know, formaldehyde content in it that's higher, but it's an extreme, and it will keep that hair really smooth, and it has more straightening benefits than the regular Brazilian keratin or the Brazilian keratin or the Brazilian blowout.
So there's so much to know as a consumer. I mean, there's no way we're going to get all those facts. So why not go to the professionals and let them help interview you for the lifestyle you want, the look, the personal brand, and find the right, you know, again, I hate to say price point because you have to look at the whole picture. What is the product? What does it do? And how long does it last? And we're going to talk about in color as well, because I know if sometimes if you're doing the color prior treatment, the treatment actually helps extend the color at times. I know one of the biggest fears I had, and I think what many people think, is they don't know the after effect. They're okay with thinking my hair is going to be straight for a while, but some treatments have to more so grow out versus the treatment just fades out, correct?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I was envisioning there's going to be a line of, you know, straight hair and then new wavy hair growing out from underneath, but it's not. Do different products have different kinds of grow out or how they have been eventually fade from the hair?
Absolutely. So with the Japanese treatment, it actually restructures the hair. So it actually has a chemical in it that's sulfur-based. Okay, so there's no formaldehyde in the Japanese treatment. It's a sulfur-based, pretty much a natural treatment to the hair. So Japanese treatments are all natural. It's sulfur-based, so it actually goes in and restructures the sulfur bond of the hair. So, and then that's when we work with the iron and straighten it out. So there's a lot into that, but
because Japanese hair, the molecule in a Japanese hair is like M&Ms on top of each other, right? They're round bubbles.
Oh, they're, and yes, they
perfectly
are.
Round. But we're more like a Fusilli, you know, a piece of pasta or something. I mean, curly
yes.
hair is a long twisted molecule.
It is. And that's just it. It has to go in and restructure that molecule to be straight.
Wow.
And it is a natural component. So there's no
harmful ingredients. So it literally grows out.
Yes, it literally has to grow out of the hair. It's going to stay straight permanently until it grows out.
Okay.
Now, the Brazilian keratin treatment is different because it actually doesn't go in and restructure the bond. It doesn't do that. What it does is it retards the bond. So it just temporarily retards it, and it does that by adding a coating on top of the hair. So it actually will coat the hair. So the coating on an extreme defrizzing is going to be higher and stronger levels, and it's going to retard that bond more. On a regular Brazilian keratin treatment or the mid-range Brazilian, it's going to do the same but on a lesser fact than the extreme defrizzing treatment.
And you don't necessarily have to have curly hair to get a straightening treatment. I've heard that, and I don't know how you would describe it, but someone was telling me like it's like the treatments are intuitive, in which case you can have really super fine baby hair, and the treatment will actually add volume to you because it's thickening
the hair. Yes, it is.
Whereas if you've got thick, unruly hair, it's actually thinning the hair out so you can control it. It's not thinning the hair, but I mean, it's providing a smoothing
mm-hmm.
effect.
Yes.
That gives us the same result we want, but we have two completely different hair types.
Exactly. So, what we actually use the iron for, okay, when we're doing extreme defrizzing on the extreme end, or whether we're doing the low end, the iron is actually a sealing process. In some cases on the extreme, we're going to run that iron about 10 to 12 times over that hair shaft because we're going to use the heat to infuse it and restructure the bond temporarily or structure it temporarily. It's going to retard it. On the fine hair, we're only going to run it through maybe 3 times to just seal it onto the hair shaft.
So it's all mm-hmm. in literally the application and technique.
Exactly.
How it's set.
Exactly. And also we have different levels. We have lower levels, which are the non-formaldehyde-based, all-natural keratin treatments. They're going to still leave curl in the hair. They're going to take the fine hair and restructure it. Or they're going to take damaged hair and restructure that hair. And we're going to run it through 3 to 4 times just to seal it onto the hair shaft.
A tremendous mm-hmm. amount of information that needs to be known. So
yeah.
I know for me, I want to go to someone that really understands my hair.
Exactly.
You know, for what I need. We're going to take one more mini break, and we're going to be back with more of The Road to Fabulous, how to get there, and find out what you're driving.
106.7 KWSS.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Her eyes make stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
Well, if you've ever thought about getting your hair straightened and then you've been scared because of all the hype that you've heard about formaldehyde and not knowing what product is appropriate for you, I think we've solved that problem, and I've been a crash test dummy for you because, again, I don't promote anything on my show that I haven't done myself. I think I've done the treatment at least 3 times now, and I love it. And we're talking with Alicia Bravo of Bravo Salon. She's been doing straightening treatments in the Valley for, 12, 15 years now. So not just the last 2-3 years when it became a fad and people became aware of it, but when it very first really kind of hit our country, when it came from up through, Miami and the East Coast and then traveled west. So, again, many salons get certified in one particular treatment or another, but not necessarily multiple treatments. And again, when you started with the Japanese and then incorporated the other treatments as they came out. And now, what I find is that there's so much misinformation, or the media will hit on one thing, but not, really give the full story. And I like to encourage my audience to get all the facts and then make a decision as far as what you want to do. And the thing we hear the most is like, oh my God, a straightening treatment, it's formaldehyde. Yes, it is, but there are so many different options now. Some of the treatments don't have formaldehyde, and some of the treatments that are being promoted as if they don't have formaldehyde do have formaldehyde, but it's actually kind of concealed, if you will. So we're going to talk about that with Alicia. And again, what frustrates me is that it's only on your hair for the time of the treatment. Your hair doesn't go around for years or months soaked in formaldehyde. And if you're eating, if you're drinking Diet Coke with aspartame, you're getting far more formaldehyde than whatever was momentarily utilized in your hair to create that process. And I'd have to say this is the first treatment that, I've barely ever got my hair colored in my life because I was terrified of it. And, haven't really done a lot of any other thing, chemical peels on my face, whatever was, happening at the time, PCA. And, but this is the one treatment where I'm really, exposing myself to, if you will, to any chemicals. But what I believe is that I use far less of any other product in the last year, that one time every 3 or 4 months that I get a treatment from you, and then the rest of the time I'm using a very clean shampoo because it's probably sulfate free or it's more natural. It's a healthier product. And I'm not using, when I had curly hair, mousse, gel, lotion, foam, God knows what, because you don't know what's in that stuff. There's no way you can even recognize any of the ingredients in the mousses and the foams and the whatever. Maybe if it's almond flavored, you recognize that, but I'm not using this entourage of different products and having to have the expense of having different products because I never knew what my hair wanted from one day to the next. So I haven't used a darn thing, minus a great shampoo that you recommend, other than Moroccan oil.
Wow. Well, that's a real testament there, because you've saved even a lot of money on hair products. With the formaldehyde, there are some of the Brazilian keratin treatments that have it. And then there's the phallus now where they say they don't have it. But there's those that have the cousins, which are the aldehydes, and they disguise the names.
It's Al. It's not Fro. It's Al.
Exactly.
Got it. It's the cousin formaldehyde.
It's the cousin. So some of them, they get away with saying they don't have them, but they do, because they are they are, you know, my cousin Al.
Like Splenda. Splenda was getting away with saying it's a natural derivative of sugar. No, it's not. It's more chemically processed than anything else on the planet. That's why Sugar and Equal are suing them, but you might not know that. So another thing I love to bring to the table is like, get the facts, but where do we do that? I mean, information was powerful when it was limited. Now there's too much information out. You can't necessarily get it from the internet. And State Farm has a great commercial, if you haven't seen that yet, but of misinformation driven from the internet. But going to someone like Alicia, who, number one, you've never sold me, quote, anything. When I went in and I thought, because I was working within a certain budget and I saw you happen to have a special on Brazilian, I thought I wanted that. And when you took the time to say, what is the after effect you want? How much time do you spend getting ready? What is important to you? And what's important to me is that, because I don't, having curly hair before, I don't always have the time or the money to spend $45, $50 to get it blown out because I can't necessarily do it myself, to where I can count on feeling confident if I'm going to speak or present in front of an audience. So for me, that was important. The time invested. Now, I have to admit, having never really dried my hair in my life, I'm just air dry and it'd come out great some days and horrendous the next, is that it was a little work. I'm still learning how to accomplish certain things. But when I blow it out, you're, like you said, I'm using so much less product, including shampoo and conditioner, because I'm only really washing my hair like twice a week, where before it had to be almost every other day or I couldn't get through it again.
That's right. And so it lends itself to not having to do your hair as often. Also, you know, using less product because your hair's going to just foam up. I mean, it really will. And you'll be able to cleanse it. But touching on the treatments, there is an all-natural treatment. Those are, we have three different kinds. And they're fabulous. They're made with amino acids. And none of the other ingredients, no cousins, nothing. But they're an all-natural type Brazilian keratin treatment. They have keratins and amino acids in them. We process them completely different than the Japanese or the Brazilian, and they're kind of in their own family. But they are pretty much made up of what the hair component is made up. Hair is made up of amino acids. And so that's what they've used the component for these products. And they work fabulous in smoothing the hair. Now, if we're talking about even an all-natural Brazilian keratin treatment, we also have one from Global Keratin called the Light Wave. And that one is really wonderful. Leave curl in your hair. Give it the smoothness and the shine. And
but the manageability.
Exactly. It'll make it more manageable for you. It doesn't straighten 100%. Mm-hmm. Okay. It doesn't straighten a lot, but what it does do is it provides that smoothness and that shine and the healthiness back into the hair. And, you know, and we're very, very upfront about which ones have formaldehyde in them or the aldehydes.
Yes.
And kind of educate and inform you really well about that, because I think that's really important.
Because some of the less expensive, faster treatments have far more formaldehyde content.
Well, definitely. I mean, Brazilian blowout, which we do in our salon as well, but Brazilian blowout is known for more. It's called the express treatment because it does have higher content of formaldehyde in it. And they did come out with a Brazilian blowout Zebro, but it's formaldehyde encapsulated. Okay, so it means that when we are ironing the hair, it doesn't release the formaldehyde.
The atmosphere, you're not
exactly.
Breathing it.
You're not breathing it on the Zebro. But it doesn't straighten very much, but it does provide the smoothness and the shine and the health back into the hair. So it's still a wonderful product. And Brazilian blowout by far is a great product. But we do put it in our express type treatments because it's more of an express treatment. And it typically lasts 6 to 8 weeks. And you're lucky if you get 12 weeks out of it. That means
So again, you know, don't shop price, get the facts, make an appointment, go for a complimentary consultation
we do consultations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And find out, you know, what's best for you. If you're thinking about changing it up, you're thinking about dating again, or hey, you're in a relationship and you need to keep it fresh and hot and you just want to do a little, you know, mini makeover, haircut, color, perm, you know, extensions, straightening treatment. And, you know, for anyone that's been affected by stress, and I have to say, in addition to my personal brand, one of the reasons I wanted to do that was because I lost about half my hair from stress like the year before. Mm-hmm. And as the new hair was growing out and it was 3-4 inches long, I had 3-4 inches of curly, curls doing their own thing around the top of my head. So I needed the straightening treatment to get them all in alignment with their friends, going, all of you need to go this direction for a while. So I just want to thank you, Alicia, for all that you've done for me. And I think even the biggest compliment is I love sending you clients, and my friends that have gone have also become loyal clients because you do such an amazing job of making people feel valued, cherished, and appreciated, and really doing what's right for them, right for their budget, right for their lifestyle, and so that ultimately they feel good about themselves. Because I know the economy's changed and things are different, but it's important that we invest in ourselves. And yes. I couldn't duplicate my hair again this morning like you did, so I tried to get it done because it's important. I've got a long day and I want to feel amazing, and it really does kind of start with our hair. So
it all begins there.
And Alicia, what is the number that people can reach you at directly?
It's 480-951-8076, and that's the number to the salon.
That's 480-951-8076. Everyone is so wonderful there. If you talk to Trudy, tell her I said hello. And then you can also visit BravoSalonAZ.com. So BravoSalonAZ.com. And soon you'll find her on the front page of my website, too, because we're going to be doing more fun stuff together. So thank you so much. I love my new hair color, and I'll be out this week and this weekend. So look for me.
I will. Thank
All right.
you.
Take care.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
It's all about action.
Touchdown!
Scores.
Taking a look at the NBA tonight.
Highlights.
He's broken loose. He's at the 30.
And headlines.
Big trade in the NFL this afternoon.
When you are looking to talk sports, look no further than the Voice America Sports Network. We bring you some of the biggest names and all the sports news you can handle, whether it's basketball,
off the glass,
football,
come on,
golf, racing, or the Olympics. We've got you covered. We'll even cover tailgating. To the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 Degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 Degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today, we've got you by the short hairs. Yes, that's right. Stuart Price and David Shammy, attorneys at Price Law Group, provide us a lowdown on short sales. Also, Alicia Bravo helps you fight the frizzies and assist you in untangling the truth behind straightening treatments. Today, we have the honor of being joined by Stuart Price, founder, and David Shammy, attorney of Price Law Group, California's largest debt resolution law firm with offices throughout California, Nevada, Arizona, and New York. Their team is skilled in determining the best option for you and your unique situation. And let me tell you, they're really good at what they do. Price Law Group is also the premier advocacy law firm specializing in insurance litigation, bankruptcy, creditor harassment, and short sales. So Price should be your very first call for any consumer-related legal issues. I'm your host, Michelle Corey. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. So, Stuart, it's so nice. Thank you. Isn't the beauty of radio, no physical commitment, wonderful?
It is terrific, and thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely, and thank you for being a part of today's show. We have David live in studio, and David has just been my angel on each shoulder. And I had the honor of visiting with David a couple times, actually, but I think the last time we did a show, we did the insurance. But I wanted to have the opportunity to introduce Price Law Group and all the amazing things that you do, and then later in the show, we're going to talk about specifically short sales. But how you started almost 20 years ago. Price Law Group, Stuart?
Yes, about 23 years ago.
Wow. And what inspired you to create your own law firm? And you look like you're like 15, by the way. I'm looking at you. I was like, he's not old enough to have his own law group.
Thank you. I've heard that before. But I feel young, but I really, really like my job. We did this because there was a need in the consumer area of law, bankruptcy and things like that. There were not a lot of law firms who provided a high quality service. Because we don't charge a lot of money, it tended to attract attorneys who didn't need to make a lot of money, and those weren't necessarily the ones who were going to take really good care of the client. So there was this vacuum, and a need for a high quality attorney to help consumers, and that's why we opened our firm.
And sometimes there's a misconception with that. When something's too great a value, people think maybe it doesn't have the same effect. But, I mean, you guys really go the extra mile. I mean, your service is truly unmatched, where I don't feel like I'm, you know, paying or experiencing a service where you're just trying to do a job for me. With many of the different areas that you work in with consumers, it has a mental, emotional, and a physical effect on us. And, you know, I haven't got to work with you personally, but David has always been in tune with what's actually happening to me. I'm not just, number one, like a number or just a case or a situation. It's understanding, you know, how I'm feeling about what's happening and navigating that. And I think that makes a world of difference because honestly, we're usually terrified when we have to get an attorney or one's after us. But you've really changed the dynamic of that.
That's precisely the point. Most consumer attorneys, not all, there's a lot of wonderful ones, of course, but most of them don't give their clients the appropriate amount of attention and respect and sensitivity that they need because they're going through something that might be foreign to them. Our goal is to make sure that our clients are in the know, they understand what's going on, they feel comfortable with the process.
And at Price Law Group, you provide, you know, complimentary consultations. And what I didn't realize is even when David and I talked about the bad faith insurance, you know, litigation, is that there's certain things that might happen to us. I mean, a couple years ago, we had the hailstorm here in August or October or whatever it was. And we don't realize that attorneys can be our friend. And often in certain situations, we're not responsible for the legal fees. If you've been wronged in another area, you know, like when we did the insurance company's actually responsible, right, David?
Well, that's true. And in many cases, you may not have to pay your attorney anything. And with the insurance work, we do a lot of that work on a contingency, which means we only recover a percentage of the recovery from the insurance company. And if that is zero, well, then the percentage of zero is zero and you don't pay anything and you're no worse off than you were when you first came to meet with me. And I want to add something. A lot of the special attention that you get, I've been with Price Law Group for about 3 years now, and I learned that from Stuart. So he is a good mentor to not only to me, but to all the attorneys that come to work for him at Price Law Group. So I'm happy he decided to join us today.
Well, a company's culture starts at the top. So, I mean, I can tell that must be what Stuart, you have created with all your attorneys, because that's really where the brand starts, is based on, you know, your core values and the way of which you, you know, practice law. It's not just what you do, but it's how you go about it. And when I'm off the air, I spend a lot of time in branding. And like I said, my personal experience has been unparalleled. I mean, I'm hoping to not have to have long-term relationships with you and having to go through these other things, but it's really, you know, changed my look and feel on, you know, what I'm going through through myself. And I think, do you think there's a lot of people that don't engage an attorney because one, they're scared, and two, they don't understand, and then they create additional problems for themselves because they didn't, you know, ask at the right time?
Like absolutely. Actually, if we take a step back, we have a lot of people out there, a lot of consumers who don't even know that they might have a legal action available to them at all in their case. For example, in the insurance world, if you were a victim of the hailstorm and you thought you had damage, you might have contacted your insurance company, and the insurance company may have sent out an adjuster who told you that you don't have enough damage in order to submit a claim, or the claim will be denied for any particular reason, and then you're done. And you don't think that there's anything else that you can do. But that's why you want to contact an attorney to see if you do have rights, if you do have a valid claim. And in the hailstorm that happened a couple of years ago, all of our cases are people who had denied claims. So sometimes you need to know that a visit with an attorney might wake you up and might allow you to learn about the different types of things that you might be able to do. So that's the first step. And it's not just in the insurance area, but it's in any area. Then once you have an attorney, so long as you're comfortable, and you should be comfortable, then you need to make sure that you're always in the know, that you're always informed about exactly what's going on. You can ask the questions that you need to ask. That couldn't be any more important.
Yeah, because we're intimidated by that too. If we don't know what to ask, then where do we start? And we assume we're defeated before we start, because again, if you've heard no from an insurance company, or you just assume I can't afford to fight, and then, you know, the problem persists.
That's right. You need to know to ask.
Now,
you know, if we're doing, let's say we're doing debt settlement, for example. We do a lot of work where we settle second mortgages when homes are underwater. We have a lot of clients who attempt to do it on their own, and maybe they get a $10,000 discount. But they don't necessarily know that if you use a professional to assist you, maybe we can do much better than that. Maybe we can get 10 cents on the dollar. Maybe we can get 5 cents on the dollar. Everything's possible if you know that a professional might be able to do things a little better than a novice.
Now, later into the show today, we're going to focus on short sales. But if they were to contact you now, what is a person looking at or thinking about before they reach out to you? Because you would help somebody by going through a consultation, figure out perhaps if foreclosure is the right action for them, if a short sale is, or a loan modification, or if they just need to claim bankruptcy, correct? So what is a person usually thinking, like myself, going, what do I do next? You help them figure out the proper steps or what's appropriate for them and what they're creating in their life. Is that fair to say?
If we're talking about someone who has a house that's underwater, is that who we're talking about right now?
Yes.
Or was having a hard time making the payments?
Mm-hmm.
During a consultation, the first thing that we're going to do is understand the property. How upside down is it? What are the cash flow issues? For example, if I have a client and the house is upside down by $200,000 and the mortgage payment's $3,000 and they could rent the house across the street for $1,500, then they should probably let the house go. It doesn't make a lot of sense to be completely underwater if you can get the same house across the street for half the cash flow. So number one, we need to determine, does it make sense to even try to keep the house? In that analysis, we also talked about loan modification. There's some wonderful, terrific loan modification programs available to certain borrowers, which can help them either lower the principal, that's not very common, but it does happen, but more importantly, lower the payment by either extending the payment term. So if you have 15 years left, maybe they'll stretch it out to 30. Or by lowering the interest rate, or a combination of the above. So we need to talk about loan modification. Are you a good candidate? How does it work? Let's explore that. But if at the end of the day, the analysis is that they should give up the home, either because they're a poor candidate for a loan mod, or because it doesn't make any sense because they're so upside down, then we talk about how do we give up the property. Just to let you know a little, the basic ways of giving up a property are either foreclosure, a deed in lieu of foreclosure. That just means there's no official foreclosure, but you deed the property back to the bank, or a short sale. generally, foreclosure is the worst possible option because it's the most damaging to the credit and because you might be stuck with some big bills to some of your lenders in certain circumstances. That's why if we can do a deed in lieu of foreclosure or a short sale, it's all negotiated. There'll be no balance at the end of the day, and everyone knows what's going on. Additionally, with a short sale, borrowers are oftentimes receiving incentives in order to make it a little more palatable. They may receive money for relocation fees and things like that.
I was just thinking while you were talking, I was very fortunate that my friends had introduced me to David because I'm usually, being in media, very good at finding information, or I can figure out who's the person at the top of the totem pole that I need to ask that question to, who could look at that for me. And when I would talk to what I think the consumer would think would be the logical person, a real estate agent, their accountant, the bank, there was so much misinformation, and you'd think with something that kind of had a legal process and you're looking at the logical facts of, does this make sense? There wouldn't be that much room for interpretation. And when I first met David, he was saying, this is, you have to start with an attorney, but why don't we know that in general as a consumer?
What you just said is music to my ears. The amount of misinformation out there is absolutely phenomenal. I've heard about so much advice, probably on a daily basis, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know why that is, but most people really aren't trained. They know that these are hot areas, foreclosure prevention, foreclosure defense, short sale, et cetera. And they give out information all day long that doesn't make any sense. Now, a lot of people go straight to the realtor because they know it's real estate related, and they know that the realtors are advertising, hi, let me help you if you have a foreclosure problem, because they want that to turn into a short sale.
Right, because they make money.
Now, what's really funny is, as I think you know, I'm admitted to practice in California. You're in Arizona right now. The real estate agents, we work hand-in-hand with real estate agents regularly on short sales. The caliber of a real estate agent in Arizona is about 10 times better than the caliber of a real estate agent in California.
Wow.
The things that an agent has to do in order to get their license in Arizona is much more difficult, much more strenuous, much more education. They're much more serious.
But that's something they just turned up the last couple years, though, isn't it? Didn't they just make it a little more strict?
I don't know. I know that for several years dealing with realtors,
okay,
I know the requirements to become a realtor in Arizona are much harder, and I understand what they are. I've been a real estate broker for over 15 years, so I'm pretty in tune with it. But when I deal with realtors, there's a lot of them who don't know up from down in Arizona as well. But compared to California, it's such a pleasure because it seems like, this isn't accurate, of course, it seems like you just need a heartbeat in order to get a license in California. Arizona, it's a little better, so that's helpful.
I think we used to say that about our mortgage officers.
On the other hand, it's still helpful to get a consultation from an attorney, because when I speak to a client, it's not my goal to shove them into a short sale versus something that can allow them to save their home, whereas a real estate agent tends to want to shove them into the short sale, because if they help them save the home, there's usually no money in it for them. So we're not motivated one way or the other.
And then usually when someone's, again, in that position and they're not able, you know, they've come across financial hardships or whatever and they're not able to pay, I was hearing different things, again, trying to get the facts so I did everything right, about like the loan modification process, or no one's going to talk to you unless you don't pay your mortgage for 3 months, or no, actually, they'll only work with you if you are current, or, you know, and David, you can add, is like, my head was spinning. I'm like, why isn't there just information that this is how it is?
I'm not sure why that information isn't published, but it isn't published, not clearly or in a way that anyone could possibly understand. But because we assist people with loan modifications, we understand what's going on. Just to address one little point that you brought up several, but one is, do you have to be current or not? And the answer is, there is no answer. A couple years ago when we did loan mod, virtually every investor required the borrower to be behind before they would consider a loan modification. And there's some sort of theory that, well, if you're current, obviously you can afford it. And then they wouldn't look at the underlying facts like, well, maybe the only reason you can afford it is because you tapped out your retirement account.
Right.
Well, it became, over the last year, year and a half, something like that, they clarified some of the programs. Like one of the most popular programs is called the HAMP program, which is a federal program. And a lot of banks do HAMP loan modifications. And with that, there is no requirement, there's specifically no requirement that the borrower must be late. Now, having said all of that, sometimes we don't get a HAMP loan mod. We get the investor who won't entertain it unless you're late. Seriously, we've had loan mods denied where because the person was current, we said, look, they just used their last few dollars in their retirement account. They went from $55,000 to zero. They're unemployed, or they have very little income. They need a mod. And they're like, sorry, we're closing the file. You can get 1 month late and resubmit. But that's something that we would talk to the borrower about on a case-by-case basis based on the types of programs that would be available to them, who their investor is, et cetera. But there is no hard and fast rule about whether you should be late or not.
So what you're saying is there's no possible formula whatsoever. It's such an individual case by case, family by family, person by person. You need to be working with an attorney, someone that can look at everything that's occurring around you and help you find the best formula for you. Because there is no just hard, fast, this is it.
Right. While there are some rules or some things that we understand investor by investor, if the borrower doesn't understand that going in, they're at a disadvantage because they might submit their paperwork in an incorrect manner. We can assist with that. We're going to assist them putting together an honest set of paperwork, but one that can help meet the criteria that the bank's looking for.
I think that's another important point, too. One of the things I like to let my audience know on my show, and we have to take a quick break, is that you know, people think you can't afford to do something. Often you can't afford not to, because if you do it wrong the first time, you're going to revisit it. And if you don't seek the highest degree of professional help you can to help navigate that, it's going to usually save you time, money. And again, when we're dealing in any of these areas, whether it's Chapter 7, Chapter 13, any kind of credit repair, foreclosure, you know, debt settlements, emotionally, it's not just the value of your time and money. Emotionally, what's going on, and often that's transferring into your physical being as well, you can't put a price tag on. And I really wish David was with me yesterday, because I got my butt kicked, Stuart.
So, what happened yesterday?
Oh, we'll talk about that later. That might be a whole different show. So,
okay.
We're going to take a very quick break. I'm your host, Michelle Corr. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You're listening to KWSS 106.7 FM.
Time to be fooling around. Feel
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees, and we are visiting with, I like today's theme, short hairs. We're visiting with Stuart Price, founder, and David Shammy, attorney at Price Law Group, California's largest debt resolution law firm. And they have offices in California, Nevada, Arizona, and New York. Now, you cover insurance litigation, bankruptcy, credit harassment, and short sale support. But some of those, I remember when I was talking to David one time, you were actually like networked across the whole U.S. because of partnerships you have or other, I'm asking this because my show is national. Voice America is actually in, you know, even 72 different countries. So people could be listening anywhere in the U.S. and I want to let them know they should still contact Price. In fact, that number is wonderful. 877-PRICE-LAW. If you have one of these questions, because if you can't help, you probably have an affiliate somewhere can redirect them. Is that right?
In fact, we actually have an office in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, actually, which is on the border.
That state confuses me, or yeah. At least that city.
And an office in Denver, Colorado. So we're actually growing, and even in some of the states, Texas and some other states, Oklahoma, North Carolina, we have very close partnerships with consumer law firms, very much like ourselves.
And we were talking a little bit before the break, again, about who should be considering calling you? What is going on in their life? I think you said, you know, if their property's upside down, like mine is personally, if you're going through a hard time, if you're having trouble making your payments, this is the time to call. And kind of the longer the wait, the deeper of a hole that you dig. And then you'll help us look at what is the right, you know, process for us. What is going to make the most sense for where we are and where we need to go to get to the other side?
Your house is upside down. Or if you're struggling to make your payments, if the payment, the number doesn't make any sense to you, you should at least call and find out your options. There's no charge for consultation. We'll spend, you know, 30, 60 minutes and we'll chat. And at least you'll understand how these things work and how they apply to your individual case.
And I like that you said we'll chat because, again, back to the culture that you've created at Price. And again, if we're going through some of this stuff, the last person we're usually scared to talk to is an attorney, but it's always very much been a conversation, and I don't feel intimidated by the process. And David has helped me personally so much. And that makes all the difference because, you know, even being in front of a judge yesterday, I was like terrified. I even wrote down your honor so I didn't screw up anything. But, and I'm like innocent, which is even worse. I'd be a terrible criminal.
Well, you weren't innocent. You didn't do anything wrong.
There
it
we go.
It wasn't criminal court.
So. See, this is why I needed David with me. So, but I mean, again, it starts at the top and you help people feel really comfortable because I think there's a lot of people that are looking at bankruptcy. They're not sure if that's an option or short selling or letting their house go or letting it foreclose. And there's a lot of emotion tied up in it, how we feel about ourselves, if we failed somehow. And it might be things or circumstances that are out of our control. And so I think before making that phone call, we might feel a little ashamed or embarrassed. And you kind of take that edge off.
Right. Most people do feel that if you call up an attorney who is an attorney who sits with debt, that they've done something that's a failure. A lot of people have put a lot of stigma on bankruptcy or debt settlement and things like that. And the truth is over the course of the last, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40 years, that stigma has been reduced more and more and more and more. And now it's barely a big deal at all. Most of my clients who file bankruptcy, for example, end up with normal or near normal credit in about 2.5 years. The stigma, as far as the creditors are concerned, is zero. Most creditors are willing to give you credit again after bankruptcy. I don't know if you know this, but you can get a standard FHA-type home loan 2 years after bankruptcy discharge. Yeah. Standard means prevailing interest rate. You know, it's no penalties, no anything. And that's just 2 years. That's a pretty big deal. But the penalties are not severe. Now, I'm not running around encouraging people to get in over their head, have too much debt, in order to take advantage of being able to discharge their debt. But the truth is once in a while, people find themselves in a pickle. Sometimes it's their fault. They weren't responsible. They didn't manage their money properly. But we find that a lot of our clients aren't necessarily in that category, but they just find out they're just part of something that's happened to them. In 2008, the economy tanked. A lot of people lost their jobs. And then when they got new jobs again, they made a lot less money. Yet their obligations were the same.
Right.
So they couldn't meet their obligations anymore. That happened to everybody. That's not because they didn't know how to manage their money. It was because they were one of the victims in a global recession.
And I think that's
just
what
happens sometimes.
That's exactly what we feel like. And or the, again, the stigma or the, I did something wrong, but it was totally out of your control. And the whole fault factor.
Let me go one step further on this one. When it comes to the housing issues, there's a lot of people out there who can't afford their mortgage. But even the people who didn't lose their jobs can't afford their mortgage. And that's because they signed up for some of these funny loans that were given out a lot in the earlier 2000s.
Mm-hmm, like 2002?
2002.
Yeah.
They had these like pick a loans where you could say, okay, I'm going to get an interest only, or God forbid, a negative amortization loan. And I've heard the same story over and over and over. So no, it's true. What happens is someone goes in, they get a loan, and they're advised by their real estate agent that you should buy the biggest house that you can possibly afford. That's insane, because you never know what's going to happen. But they go, okay, and then they go see their loan officer, and the loan officer says, well, but you can afford, for example, $2,000 a month. So I'm going to put you in this negative amortization loan. What does that mean, negative amortization? That means that when you pay the $2,000 a month, you're not even paying all of your interest. So each month, your principal goes up instead of down. Now, we call them pick a payment, because they can choose negative amortization, or they can choose interest only, which is a little better, or they can choose interest plus a little bit of principal, or they can choose a normal payment. Well, they were told that you don't have to worry, because at some point the value of your house is going to go up so much, you can just refinance it and start out low again. But guess what? Something happened and the values didn't go up. And the negative amortization, after a couple of years, they turn into a standard loan. And so a $2,000 payment is now a $4,500 payment, and they can't afford it. So the real question is who's at fault here?
Right.
Is the borrower at fault for this? And the answer is yes. But really, it's the lender who pushed them into it.
Right.
Borrowers aren't necessarily sophisticated enough to understand this. They rely on the advice of their professionals, like their realtor and their loan officer, and someone convinced them to get into this loan.
Well, unless you're an investor, how could you be brilliant about it? Because, I mean, usually we keep a house 5 to 7 years, and you're not going to buy that many houses in your life. So how could we ever truly get familiar with the process?
You don't. So you rely on the advice that you get.
Exactly.
And the advice was poor, and this turned into an obviously humongous debacle, and here we are.
Well, we all have short-term memories, and some of us weren't old enough to remember this exact same problem, or very similar, in the 80s, in the savings and loans. And so, the banks, they're an industry, and they've been doing this for a long time. So they knew what was going on. But most homeowners, you know, they didn't buy a house in the 80s when this happened. And so, short-term memory. And now, in the, 30 years later, it's a whole new generation of people having exactly the same thing happen to them that happened to their parents or their relatives 30 years ago.
But what I don't understand is my friend was in her early 70s, and I know there's reasons for this, but it was just looking at it as a humanitarian. She tried, she fought tooth and nail for a loan modification for a couple years practically. It was like 18 months or 16 months or whatever. And the bank refused to work with her, but they'll sell it for $100,000 less to the next guy behind you. I don't understand that.
I think I can help with that.
Okay.
Let me make sure I understand the question correctly. We have a borrower, and the borrower is willing to overpay for the house because the loan amount is $100,000 more than the value. And they just need a little help. They need some assistance. And the bank says no. The bank takes the property and gets $100,000 less. Was that the question?
Yes. I mean, I don't, why would they, you know, kick her out of her home? Her husband died, and he was actually a very famous person, relatively speaking, in radio world. And, you know, she's not really working that much. So, you know, she's not going to get a 30-year mortgage at, I mean, I guess they do give them out, but in her 70s, probably not. And no matter what, she wasn't trying to avoid the payment or not work with the bank, but she couldn't, they wouldn't work with her in any way, but they'll take $100,000 less on her house that she put her heart and soul into. It was her home.
The bank set up these parameters as to what they will and will not take. And those parameters change on a very, very regular basis, but we never know exactly what they are. Although we have
Is that intentional?
It's because, I believe it's because they are determining what do they want. You know, they have a certain amount of, a certain percentage of their loans that are performing, a certain percentage that aren't, and a certain percentage of foreclosed properties where it's real estate owned, REO. And if they get too many REOs, they might want to work with their lender, their borrowers a little bit more in order to have less inventory. They don't want to, banks aren't in the business of managing property and selling property. They just want good borrowers. So I think as things change in terms of their portfolio makeup, they change the rules. Also, they sometimes change the rules for political reasons. They get a lot of heat periodically. Mm-hmm. When they get a lot of heat periodically, they might open up more availability for loan mods, or they might slow down foreclosures because it looks bad. Sometimes these political things are around election time as well, and you'll notice that there's no big changes from the bank's perspective until after the election is over. It's just kind of interesting. Now, you did mention that, you mentioned her age, you mentioned that her husband's famous. Now, if you contact the bank and you say, listen, I've been your loyal customers for 60 years, and so have my parents and their parents, never missed the payment. I'm the most honorable person in our society. None of that means a single thing.
Right.
Banks are no longer relationship-oriented when it comes to dealing with people who are in a crisis situation. It just doesn't matter. And that's frustrating to the borrower, who went out of their way to make sure that they've maintained a good relationship, but it just doesn't matter. Either you fit within the guidelines or you don't. Yes, no, green, red. So if it works out, great. If it doesn't, great.
There's no humanity anymore.
Now, there's another question. I want to put a variation on this one. A lot of people say, Stuart, why won't they reduce my principal by $100,000? Because if they take it in foreclosure next week, they're not going to get the $100,000. I don't get it. Why don't they just work with me? I live here. It's easier. And I get that question all the time. The answer to that, I think, is the following. If everyone came to them and said, I am $100,000 upside down, please lower it. If they said yes to everyone, then 100% of their borrowers who are upside down will do that.
Mm-hmm.
That sets a bad precedent because right now, if they say no to the people about reducing their mortgage by $100,000, the principal balance by $100,000, then a lot of people will still pay that extra $100,000. In fact, most will. But if you too quickly give up the $100,000 and everyone gets in that line and the bank loses even more, better to simply put people in a foreclosure if they aren't going to work it out with you.
Right. So what you're saying is there's no human way possible for the average consumer to even begin to navigate this process without calling Price Law Firm because it changes too much. There's no, and that's what, you know, like with credit repair, we're going to have to do a show on that one day because there's a lot of misconception about credit repair and sometimes that can do more damage for you. But, you know, even somebody's credit report can be multiple points apart. I'm like, how isn't everyone reporting the same facts? If these are actually numbers and it's based on numbers, why aren't they all the same? You know?
I think you're right about the fact that that's another show. We can talk for hours about.
Yes, we'll have to do a show
issues.
On that. We're going to take a very short break and then we're going to be back and we're going to get into the meat of short sale, my new favorite subject. We're visiting with Stuart Price and David Chammy, attorneys at Price Law Group.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
In my shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much else to lose. I'm faded, flat busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper. Crank it to 11, blow another speaker and I ain't got much to lose.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees. And once again, we're visiting with Stuart Price, founder, and David Chammy, attorney at Price Law Group. They are everywhere. And if they're not there, they'll find you someone who can help you. They specialize in insurance litigation, bankruptcy, creditor harassment, and short sale support. And that is the subject we're going to be talking about now. So, David, I want to hear a little more from you. I know we're so honored to have Stuart here. We're both just captivated by listening to him. But you are here, and we get to be hands-on to you. So if we want to meet you, touch you, feel you, we can actually drive over to your office. So let's hear a little bit from you. And let's talk mainly about, you know, short sales. And again, when people call initially, and that's 877-PRICE-LAW, 877-PRICE-LAW, you'll be redirected to an attorney in your area, because obviously the laws, you know, are different in each state. But let's focus on Arizona, and my listeners around the country, around the world, will find the perfect home for you when you call Price. But, you know, you help look at all those factors and determine short sale. And what is that process?
Well, first of all, you kind of hit it on the head, because the laws are different from state to state. And so fortunately, we have attorneys in multiple states. And so when you call in and you say, hey, I'm in Arizona, they're going to say, okay, well, we're going to set you up with a phone consultation with David or one of the attorneys in my office. If you're in California, you're going to get Stuart or one of the attorneys in our California office, and, you know, and so on. But what we're going to do basically, and Stuart, you can jump in anytime. But what we're going to do is kind of sit down with you, either in the office or even by phone if you're not close to my Tempe office. And we're going to ask you kind of the background, you know, what's your house worth? Do you have multiple mortgages? When did you take out those loans? I want to understand the dynamic of how you got into the situation, whether or not you have personal liability on the mortgages. And that's kind of confusing for people. If I sell my house in a short sale or if I walk away, can they come after me? And state to state, those answers are different. And so that's why the consultation with one of us is very important, so that we can kind of give you that, the background information. And then there's questions about tax implications. If I do a short sale, am I going to owe the IRS money?
Yes, that's the one I hear the most. And how does that work?
I don't think I can answer that question.
Because it's constantly changing.
It's not that it's constantly changing, although there is one thing that is changing. I think it's easiest, because this is so case specific, to state that in a short sale, it's rarely the case that there will be a tax problem. But we have to go through the exercise to determine that. When there's a short sale, and this is something I want everyone to understand, the borrower will receive a 1099 from the lender or lenders who don't get paid in full, or what's called debt forgiveness. You see, they borrowed the money, the borrower borrowed the money, didn't pay it back, so it's kind of like they got the use of this money, and now it's income. Everyone gets a 1099, but they freak out by it, so it's my job to tell them clearly that they don't have to freak out. There are three different exceptions as to why you don't have to pay taxes on that income. The first one is, there's a particular law in place right now that says if you do a short sale, or a foreclosure for that matter, and the property sells before the end of the year 2012, that's this year, there's an automatic exception if it's your home. Period. Done. That couldn't be any easier. Now, what if that law doesn't get renewed? Well, there's two other exceptions to having to pay taxes. One of them is bankruptcy. If the taxpayer slash borrower filed a bankruptcy prior to the sale and they had that creditor at that time, there's absolutely, positively no tax problem. There's no debt cancellation tax problem. And then finally, and this is the one that almost everyone falls into, the category that almost everyone qualifies for, is if the taxpayer is insolvent at the time of the sale, then there's no tax problem. Insolvent means you add up all the assets, you subtract out all the liabilities, and if you have a minus number, a negative number, you're insolvent. So, for example, if you sell the property for $200,000, but you owe $400,000, you're minus $200 on that property. So long as you don't have other assets that exceed $200,000 of equity, you're insolvent, and you would pass that particular test.
We're oversimplifying it for the purpose of the radio show.
Absolutely.
Don't try to do the calculation on your own, because there are a few other rules and calculations that need to be looked at as far as, you know, how much is going to be how much the debt forgiveness is and how insolvent you are also relevant. So if you're only $1 insolvent, but you're getting $100,000 in debt forgiveness, it could be an issue for you. So there are other factors that come into play, but so don't try to figure out at home. You definitely want to call us. And I'm sorry, Stuart, for interrupting, but go ahead.
David, thank you. You're correct that this is just very glossary information today.
Yes.
That's why we need to actually plug in the numbers and tell you what to expect. Now, occasionally, you're glad you did this because, you know, we've had a lot of people who they weren't insolvent. Maybe they had a retirement account with a lot of money in it, so they weren't insolvent. And they did the sale or the foreclosure, and then they get this big tax bill, and there's nothing they could do about it. But if they had filed a bankruptcy first, they would have resolved this monster tax bill. So we have to talk about timing.
Yes, that's why it's absolutely critical that you're working with a professional, because what you're really doing is creating a strategy, again, for that family, individual, or business as to what needs to occur when.
That's correct. We create a strategy.
Because now, when can someone determine, when can they have the choice of doing a short sale? Do they already have to be behind in their mortgage? Do they already have to know there's a foreclosure coming? Or can someone that's just behind or before they get behind say, I want to short sell my house? What is that actual process?
In terms of being behind or not, that's lender specific. Although, interestingly, almost everyone who comes to us happens to be behind anyway. Because a lot of people don't pick up the phone until they just can't make that payment anymore. We prefer it if people pick up the phone to understand their options before it's too late. The other thing is, does it matter whether they're in a foreclosure proceeding or not? The answer is no. However, if you try to do the short sale and the sale date is tomorrow, it's never going to get done.
Right.
We need a little bit of time to work on this. And different banks have different amounts of time as to how many days prior to the actual sale date you can submit a short sale request with an offer in hand. That means you must have listed the property and marketed it and found a buyer. And that those days range generally, I'm going to cheat a little, but just to make it easier, between 7 and 21 days prior to the sale date. So a lot of times people come to me 1 week before the sale date, so I'd like to do a short sale, and they don't necessarily qualify for that bank's rules. So let's talk about it earlier on. And what's smart is if you talk, let's say you don't even care. You're like, I don't care about my credit. Just let them take the house. Just let them foreclose. Interestingly, if you decide to do a short sale instead, we might be able to buy you more time in that property because the short sale process can take a long time. So if you thought you were going to be out in a month, maybe you'll be out in 4 months. Additionally, with the short sale, oftentimes we're going to get you those relocation fees, and that's something you would not have received in a foreclosure scenario.
Again, so we can't do this on our own. Do not try this at home. You need professional help, clearly. And that's huge.
Do not try this at home.
Do not try this at home. Because, I mean, that really changes everything. 2, 3, or 4 months where a family or individual is able, you know, to stay and what they're perhaps able to, you know, save during that time. And then they do impact your credit differently, don't they? A short sale versus a Yes.
A foreclosure is certainly worse than a short sale. Technically, a short sale is a settlement. So the remark on the credit report will be something like settled in full for less than the amount owed.
Nice.
And that's a derogatory entry on your credit report, but it's not that big of a deal. It's something similar to settling your credit card debt. And it's something that most people can recover from pretty quickly. Of course, there's loads of exceptions, but generally it's something they can recover from quickly. A foreclosure, on the other hand, also gets reported in the public record section of your credit report. And that's something that doesn't go away for a long time and something that people do notice. And at the end of the day, we understand or our experience that a foreclosure has a much worse repercussion on your score.
Does it kind of suggest that we didn't do anything? Like we just said, fine, whatever, you know, whether it was intentional or unintentional, but gave up and you didn't actively try to resolve, you know, modify or short sell? Does it suggest that at all?
I don't think so. I think credit grantors don't really care whether it's a foreclosure or short sell in terms of your intent or whether you tried. Now, some banks might say, we'll give you a new loan at 2 years after a short sale, but 3, 4, or 5 years after foreclosure. But it's not based on whether you tried or not. It's just that a short sale typically is looked on more, much more favorably than a foreclosure.
And do banks,
in addition, go ahead.
Do banks typically, if it's a reasonable offer, accept a short sale offer? I mean, do they really want all that property?
It's our experience that they absolutely participate in the short sale process. Now, loan modification is a different deal. Sometimes they're just not interested in them. Sometimes they're hard. Sometimes they're easy. But with short sales, they tend to always be reasonable. There's exceptions, of course. But if you bring in a bona fide fair market value offer, which isn't that hard, or something even close to fair market value, the bank is usually going to accept it. Now, just because the bank accepts it, there's other participants who have to accept it as well. You might have a second or a third mortgage on it, and they have to make sure that they're getting enough money, and they may or may not like the offer. And then to complicate matters, we oftentimes find other liens on the property. Mm. People come to us with a variety of different judgment liens or tax liens, and that's when things get much, much trickier and harder to get done. We welcome them always because this is what we do. We're good at this, but it definitely adds several more layers of complexity to getting it done.
Wow. And again, it's a huge process. I have been so grateful. And I don't normally always talk about everything going on in my life, but we'll do a show where I'm really talking about after I've been through it. Because I'm better at talking about things that I've done and said, oh my God, okay, I did it. Now I'm on the other side of it. And here's the process. But it's been such an honor to get to meet you and work personally with David. And again, it's not just the professionalism of what you're doing and your background and your knowledge. And I want to, for just a second, because we're running out of time, another reason that I absolutely love David, of course, is because he's a graduate from the Sandra Day O'Connor College at Arizona State University, and as well as has a degree from the University of Michigan. But he won a Sandra Day O'Connor Award, and I used to do some fundraising for her. And I'll never forget the time I'm like running around crazy and I get a phone call, you know, is this Michelle? Yes. And he's like, I'd like to buy tickets to your event. I was like, okay, may I have your name, please? She's like, Sandra Day O'Connor. I'm like, yeah, you don't need a ticket to come to my event where I'm fundraising for you. But I was
no
so honored.
Kidding.
And she came. And,
wow,
you know, I mean,
what a call.
And my events were not, you know, anything probably she's normally been exposed to, but, you know, small, more intimate, you know, 50, maybe 70 people. So it really meant the world to me that, you know, they were appreciative of anything. We're raising money for the O'Connor House project at the time. So, what an amazing lady, what she's done for, you know, people, the planet, and of course, especially, women. So I wanted to make sure I got that in at some time. So thank you, David. And I very much hope we get to continue this. And, I know it's my fault. We've been a little off schedule, but I want to do credit repair and, absolutely bankruptcy because we haven't touched on those two yet. We've done, the insurance. So hopefully monthly we can count on you being featured here and have you back as well. So thank you for taking time out of your day, Stuart. And thank you, David, for being here. And I'll report on all my positive things in a few short weeks because that's what I'm putting out to the universe. So you can reach Price Law Group directly at pricelawgroup.com. That's pricelawgroup.com. If you missed any portion of the interview, it will be on my Facebook, voiceamerica.com, as well as my podcast and iTunes. You can also call 877-PRICE-LAW. That's 877-PRICE-LAW. Have a great weekend. We'll see you in 7.
I'm blindfolded on this roller coaster they call life. Keep trying to make it through that next turn. Knuckles wide and holding tight.
Been listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.